You are now listening to The Lance Gerv Show, the boldest spot on internet radio.
Wow, Jessica, I have to say that that lesson on body odor that we just did was phenomenal.
Oh, that was awesome.
And it was necessary.
And it just necessary and hilarious.
Yeah. Hilarious indeed. And between the sexes, there's just so many different aspects and factors that very sensitive little things that people overlook, whether it is the whole body odor thing or the whole dynamic of dating and culture and the societies we come from, because, you know, some men will say, well, I need to find the woman. I need to hunt her down. And some men say, hey, I like to have a woman approach me, and they prefer it that way. It's so many variables. We don't know. But we need to speak about that. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, because, I'm going to go ahead and mention the book this time, because this is actually where this conversation got started. Was I wrote the book, How to Make a Modern Woman Act Like a Traditional Lady. And it's on Amazon, and it's giving advice to the fellas on how to start things right from the beginning, or how to reset things from wherever they are right now with their woman. Mm-hmm. And one of the points in the book was about how to properly get things started with a woman. My advice to men is, to be honest, is for them to get it started. And if a woman says no, keep it moving, because she's not the one for you. Don't let it hurt your ego. She's just not the one. And then when you do find the one and she's receptive to your presentation, then hey, you go for it. But as I was, you know, as I've been having conversations with men, some of them have said that, and they're justified in saying this, because I know that it can be hard sometimes. They go out there and they try to introduce themselves to women, and some of them are obviously less than polite in turning the man down. So they said that they would feel more comfortable if the woman made it clear she was interested, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I need to let guys know, because based on some research, I'm going to put it like that, between myself and some other women that I know, we tested out this concept about what men would actually do if an attractive, successful, educated woman approached them and let them know in a very gentle way that they found them interesting. Mm-hmm. And the fellas, how do I say this? They completely went way off into left field.
Really?
Two in particular, just to put an example on it, two in particular thought the woman was ready to lock them down in a marriage after saying the simple phrase, I think you're interesting.
Wow.
They really was like, whoa, wait, I'm not ready for them. And the women are just like, wait, huh? I said, I thought you were interesting. Now, why is that?
Wow.
And these are actually the same. These were some guys that had actually said that they would like for women to let them know their interest.
Well, it's a case of saying that, but when it actually happens, it's a whole different scenario. You know, it's almost like a man who has a fantasy. And he fantasizes about a certain scenario. We'll just leave it at that. But then he's presented with it, and it's like, oh, my God, you know, how am I going to handle this? You know, all of a sudden the insecurities start coming out. And many men will say that they enjoy or would like to experience that, or have a woman let them know they're interested, and then freak out. Men have mood swings, too, and lots of men are not always these strong, stable, emotionally, I got to use the word stable again. You ask him something today and ask him something later on in the afternoon, in the nighttime, you may get a different answer. It depends on what's going on in his head.
That may be human nature. We say we want one thing, and then when we get it, we didn't really think about everything that it entailed. But in one of these situations, it was me actually telling somebody that I thought he was interested for a totally different reason. It wasn't even romantically. There was no romantic insinuation at all in the situation. This was like a couple of years back. And all I said is, you know what, I think you're very interesting. Let's meet up for coffee, and whenever whenever you're nearby or whatever else. And his immediate response to me was, oh, well, you know, I'm not looking to date anybody. I said, who said I wanted to date you? But in the other situations, the response was, oh yeah, I find you interesting, but I'm not ready for a relationship right now. And the women, both of the women who had done this were like, did I say I wanted a relationship? So just because a woman finds you intriguing or she is expressing interest does not mean that she is ready to get his and her towels and settle down with you.
Exactly.
So just fellas, if y'all really want women to come and approach y'all, I get, maybe they're not used to it is what I'm thinking it is. So when it does happen, they're like, oh, she's a forward woman. Oh, my God, she's ready to marry somebody. Maybe that's the impression. So I'm not so sure, fellas. I'm not so sure y'all are ready for the shoe to be on the other foot and for the woman to come get y'all. So with that being said, I'm going to go back to what I originally said in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all go get y'all woman. Because y'all really, I don't think most men are really ready for a woman to approach them. I don't think they handle it well.
I'd have to agree with you.
You disagree? If you disagree, it's okay.
No. Not in every case, but I do, for the most part, agree. That's why I had paused when I said it that way. But
okay,
you're right. I'm not going to say absolutely because that's not all men. But
of course not. Of course not.
I've seen, look, you know, doing what I do, I observe human nature in the public, unguarded. It's like a nature channel for human beings. And mm-hmm. there are a lot of things that go on in communication that are nonverbal. And mm-hmm. I get a chance to see those unguarded moments and the reactions that happen in split-second time frames. And
yes.
You're right. There are men who, I'm not going to say the catcallers, but the ones I see walking on the street who will mm-hmm. say something to a young lady, and I know it's more like, okay, I'm going to try to see if I can talk to her or not. But then when it's reversed or when she actually turns around and starts talking, sometimes mm-hmm. I notice that these guys shrink in their body language. It's almost like they start to check themselves like, oh, my God, can I handle this? Am I ready for this?
I think it is because psychologically, if when you approach a situation and you expect certain results that you have been accustomed to, and usually if the woman is typically going to turn away and not respond, if anything else happens,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they're prepared for it.
Yeah.
They don't know how to react and respond to it.
I had a situation where, a woman was very forward on a friend of mine, really mm-hmm. forward, and it was like the ultimate. And he was like, nah, I'm getting out of here, man. I can't handle this. That's a big, strong guy. And he would always say that he wanted certain things. He would, I wish this would happen. When it happened, it wasn't a setup. He couldn't handle it. And a lot of men, like I say, I'm not being a, what do they call it, a mangina? A lot of people accuse me of that. Look, I call it like I see it. I see it from both ends. And so I'm not going to say all men, but many men are insecure. Not all men, but there are many men who are insecure. And I have to say that because in this world,
mm-hmm.
we work harder to look like the real thing instead of actually being the real thing. If we take mm-hmm. care, if you know your stuff is right, it's just like mm-hmm. me now in public. If I see someone, say for example, I'm married, I'm not looking to date, but if I see a young lady who is in the park sketching and she's a real good artist, or I see her with a certain type of camera in her hand and I know, wow, I'm into this. Or I overhear her talking about something that I do that's similar as a blogger online. I will approach her from the love of that creativity. And yeah. I will get that look when they, whether they notice there's a ring on my finger or not. When they do see the ring before I really speak my mind and say what it is in my mind, that they'll look. But I'm confident because I know how I'm coming at them. I'm yes. confident because I know what it is that I do. So
maybe that's what we need to say in this particular video mm-hmm. is, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody, men and women, do not assume that every person who approaches you is approaching you with romantic intent.
Oh, that's a big thing.
It blocks so many experiences. I have seen so many people lose out on positive experiences because they assume that whoever the other person was might become emotionally attached to them and they'd have to deal with that. That is not always the case. There right. are plenty of situations where you're missing out on a social connection, a possible networking opportunity.
Yes.
It is up to you to set the boundaries after the initial contact. You can establish those boundaries. There is no problem doing that. In my line of work, I not only have the book out, but I also deal a lot with theater and yes. film. I'm a teacher. I'm an educator at a university.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many moments that I am interacting with so many different people, and I keep myself open to open. Yes. It's openness to experience. That is a very important trait, because if I didn't, many, many of the experiences that I have would not happen.
You would have lost.
One of my good friends has been wanting to start doing theater and film projects because he has scripts that he likes to put out there. Mm-hmm. And he says, I can't understand how you always are able to get people together who are motivated to complete a project. It is bottom line. The reason why my projects are able to come into fruition is because I remain open to experience and I remain open to connection, because I understand that people are not always out to get into your pants.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And see, I'm so glad that for the most part, people who know what I do online, they that drops. They know, like, this guy's about, he's living this thing 24/7, you know. But before I got the little bit of notoriety that I have, I was like, well, why are you reaching out to me? And I don't just sit here and reach out to everybody, but there's so many people that I come across every day that every day there might be one or two, or every 2 days maybe. And back in the day, it's like, well, I see you're married. Why are you trying to? I'm like, it's not even like that. I had a whole room gang up on me because I mentioned something in the conversation and I reached out to several people. Well, he sent me an email too. It was forwarded something to see of what I do. It's like, and that makes me apprehensive too, because sometimes I don't want to be bothered with that as a man.
I mean, I feel you.
Because I see it sometimes. Sometimes you're talking to somebody normal and they start to give you this look, or even before you come at them, they're giving you this look like, I know you ain't coming over here to talk to me. We're not even thinking that way.
But this is the thing you have to realize, though. Like, this happens to women, too. I know men probably complain about it more. Mm-hmm. But like I told you, it was either last year or the year before, there was this guy who I know that is very popular and, you know, very creative, wonderful, you know, creatively type of person.
Right.
And he was scheduled to come to my city. Mm-hmm. And so I inboxed him and said, hey, whenever you're in town, I'd like to, you know, sit down and talk with you over a cup of coffee.
Right.
Dude immediately thought, really? What? Like, was like, oh, my God, she's trying to get with me. Like, yeah, that's how he responded. He was like, well, to be honest, you know, I'm not really, I'm like, what?
Wow.
I had to stop myself. I said, I never said this was romantic. I said that I respect what you do.
Right.
And I will buy you a coffee. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it happens on the other side of it as well.
And then
people misinterpret it. And
then
we have the
cheerleaders who get on the side and say, I wonder what it is y'all are doing, so and so. And let me just say it publicly.
I think you got too many cheerleaders, though.
Right? No,
she
but
was too used to that.
I'm telling you, when I come out to your part of the world, we going to meet and we going to hang. So whoever wants to say what, and I'm saying this loud with an earshot of my wife, she knows that. There are people out here that I have to meet. There's no way we can vibe like this and you be into so much creative stuff, and I'm going to come out to that part of the world when I do and not reach out to you, whether you're busy or not. We'll hang.
Yeah.
A little, you know, it's not,
see,
you don't have to stop.
That's the hardest thing. Right. That is really the hardest thing about it. Whenever you're involved in business or art or whatever else, one of the hardest things about it is the romantic side of things tends to be difficult. You are so blessed. You really, really are.
Yes.
I know a few other people who are also very, very abundantly blessed in that area. But that is one of the challenges because they have to be able to trust the person that whenever they're networking, it's not going beyond a certain point. And I'm speaking out there right now to anybody who is dating somebody in a creative field or some kind of networking business field.
Beautiful point.
If you can't trust them, don't be with them, bottom line.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, whenever we go out into the world and we tell you that we are going out there for a business type of thing, that is what's on our mind. Because if we are truly ambitious and focused, we're not trying to get into bed with that person because it could destroy our potential future, whatever we're trying to work on. Because I'm not going to sleep with people that are acting in my production because I can never put that actor back in my play again.
Exactly. But not only that, you have a foundation of a home that you stand on and you depend on that for support. And now you want to rip that up just because whatever. And
anybody who's really wise about what they're working on knows better than to mix that, because no matter what, I don't care. And I hope somebody is listening. It's a man or a woman out there right now who is thinking about sleeping with somebody that they're working on a business deal, transaction, whatever else. Don't do it. I don't care how much that other person says. It's not going to change things. It will. At some point, and your future success depends on it. Do not do it. Keep it business. You can be friends. Y'all can be friends. Don't let it go beyond a certain point.
Right. And like I said, when you're working on deadlines, when you have the inspiration can come at any time. It's like now, you know, it's we're going to get an extra hour. They're going to turn the clocks back. And I'm going to do a live show tonight, 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my thing was, I was telling my wife all day, I said, you know, I really need to go downtown, you know, and get some footage in the street and talk to a few people. There's going to be so many crazy costumes out there because it's Halloween.
And
I just, I would love to just grab that and share that with the world who, you know, they don't depend on, but I want to go down there and get a good hour or two, but I'm going to see, because maybe after the show, I still might go. Now, after the show, it'll be 1 to 3, but we're going to lose an hour, so it will be 2. The clubs here will be letting out. I can zip down there in 10 minutes. Folks are going to be drunk and walking around and hanging out. Well, I'm probably going to go by myself. My wife is not a night bird, and I'm going to go down here with all these mini skirts and boobs hanging around, but that's what I do. I mean, it's purely the results speak for itself. Also, for the men and women who claim to be into this creative endeavor, whether it's writing or acting or blogging or shooting video, look at their results. If they have a passion for it day in and day out, they have that stick-it-to-itiveness consistently, you have nothing to worry about. But you have a lot of creative frauds out here. A lot of people who, and see, a lot of these guys will throw a camera on their shoulder and say they're a photographer just to get you open. You want a little attention, and now he has you. And he'll use that for the mate that he has at home to get out. Well, we're going to do a photo shoot tonight. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And they're not really.
Or you also have a lot of these fraudulent, like, event promoter people and people pretending like they got all these kind of contacts and everything else. You know, bottom line, somebody that got all them contacts, they gonna have a certain lifestyle that they going that they doing. You know, it's gonna be very, very obvious. The vehicle they drive is gonna tell it. The way they dress and carry themselves is gonna tell it. Don't buy into that.
Yeah.
Do not be played a fool. Protect your assets, and part of your assets is your reputation.
I gotta tell you, people who know what I do, it's like. You know, I took one bedroom in my house and turned it into a little studio. And and I bring people here. I don't bring everybody into my home. That's a separate thing. But I bring people here. And 9 times out of 10, 85%, it will be a woman. And it may be something off camera, but we're working on something, or I may be learning something. We're sitting here 2, 3, 4 in the morning. I drop them home. That's how I get down. You don't see Facebook drama with me, but I make progress because there's a balance and you have to have that. But you never know that depending. Look, a person can be forward when they, or what you would say is forward. Like, we go back to the original point. Oh, she came on too strong. Well, what are you thinking about? A lot of men sometimes, when a woman approaches them and it's not forward, it's just, hey, I like what I see. You come from a certain place that may be a little more dog eat dog. So, you know, to be a little more aggressive. It doesn't mean that she wants to go to bed with you, but
exactly.
Women approach me on a decent level and say, Lance, I like what you're doing. Can I get down with it somehow? Sure, no problem. I just came from the mall and there were 3 people who walked up to me, shook my hand. Yes. I love what you do. Thank you. Want to hug me and kiss me? My wife was there. No problem. That goes with the territory. People honk their horn. That's no problem. But a lot of men, I don't know. It's the insecurity. Take care of your insecurities and you wouldn't have a problem with any woman approaching you. If you are the real thing and you are a good thing, a good woman will identify that and she will approach you. If she's not inclined to do so, then still, you know, something can happen. We all have different personalities.
I'm going to throw it out there to the fellas, you know, like, especially those of y'all who have said y'all want to be approached by a woman. Whenever a woman comes up to you and she says she finds you interesting, or she wants to go have coffee with you, she is not looking to marry you within a month. A crazy chick is very obvious and very easy to identify when you know the warning signs. And if you don't know the warning signs, you need to get my book, How to Make a Modern Woman Act Like a Traditional Lady, because in chapter 1, I break down the crazy chick and there will be no doubt. So if you're too scared to go and approach a woman, then y'all need to go ahead and let the woman approach you. Get my book. You'll know if she's crazy or not within a week or two. Bottom line.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at lancescurve.com and follow Scurve on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Lance Scurve.
Thank you.